What we're doing is trying to bring smart technology to the farm gate. So we're using camera traps, which are widely used all over the world, but we're trying to take them to the next level. At the moment, camera traps record data onto the camera, and you've got to go and remove that data and go through the process of identifying what's on the images. What we're doing is using computer-assisted technology and algorithms to try and automate a lot of that process to save people time. Let's face it, farmers are time poor. National parks, the forestry people are all time poor, so we need to find ways to do it quicker. So what we're doing is building algorithms that can automate the processing of camera trap data, but more importantly, we're building algorithms that will identify exactly what's on the image. So at the moment, we've got to do that by eye. It's a human decision. We're training computers to identify what's on an image. Is it a dog? Is it a cat? Is it a kangaroo? But now, in groundbreaking technology, we've just developed an algorithm which actually identifies individual dogs. It's never been done before. If you think about the dogs that most people see, they're all orange and they've got a white tip, and you know they look pretty similar. What we've done is found a way to identify individual dogs so that we know how many dogs are in a place, what individuals are there. We're also working on technology that can transmit those images using computer-assisted technology back to the farm gate. So a farmer can get a message on his mobile phone, or he can get a message on his computer saying, you've got a dog, it's just walking along your fence line. And they can be proactive about control. So we don't have problems of dogs getting into the area, knocking livestock over. We can actually preemptive now, and we can actually have the camera detecting the dog that's present before that event takes place. So it's quite complicated and complex stuff, but it'll be a simple tool to use. So we're developing software that farmers can use for that sort of technology.
Do you have concerns? You spoke about the camera that you were displaying today. It costs about $600. Do you have concerns about the cost, you know, the affordability of that for producers?
There's different cameras of different costs and different benefits. You know, the more expensive you go, it's like buying a car. You buy an expensive car, you get a high-quality car, usually, that lasts a long time. If you buy an expensive camera, and the ones that we use are around $600, $650, they'll last for a long, long time. And they're very, very quick and very efficient. But for most property managers, they can't afford to spend $600 on a camera. So there are cheaper-end camera traps that you can use that are around the $300 mark. How many you need depends on what you're trying to achieve. In the example I gave today with Rob Costello's property out in the back of the Tablelands, he may only want to have two or three cameras along the fence line because dogs move large distances. He only needs to pick them up at one site to know that they're present. So he can get away with having less numbers of cameras. If we're doing a baiting program where we're doing it over a large landscape, like an aerial baiting campaign over thousands of acres, we need more cameras. So yes, cost is always going to be an issue, but if you balance that up against the cost of getting out and trying to monitor what we do, or worse still, not monitoring at all and just going out and doing programs, we never know how effective we've been. We'll never progress. So you know, at some point in time, we've got to recognise there are associated costs. We've got to do cost-benefit analysis to work out, yep, the initial cost of buying the cameras and using this technology is going to be high, but over a period of time it's going to be a lot less than what it was when I started, and I'm going to have hopefully ended up with a lot more livestock on the ground.
When would you like to see this technology rolled out? Have you got a sort of prediction date when it might be common practice?
Oh, well, look, that depends on whether we can secure resources to take the project to the next level. As I said today, our team has been working on this piecemeal, doing it when we can and trying to build on bits and pieces of projects that we've got in place already in the Wild Caiman demonstration site. We need resources now to focus on trying to take this to the next level. We need more robust measures. We need to get into the field and test it over a larger number of areas. And we need also to develop software that takes Greg's algorithms to the next level so it makes it user-friendly. So it does depend on resources. We've been working on this stuff for 2 years now. If we can get resources, we can actually deliver things within the next few months. But rolling it out to this point here is probably, you know, a year or two away.